Good morning. This is Nancy, Bye Bye Boring Bio Jutton, and I want to welcome you to the BioDoc is In, a live session where people all around the world are calling in to get help with their stories so that they can attract clients, speaking gigs, and media interviews as soon as possible and let the magic begin right now. If you're just meeting me for the first time, I'm Nancy Jutton. And I wrote a book called Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium on a dare from a friend in 2009. And since then, it's become the marketplace go-to resource to help people transform their bio cringe into bio pride so their confidence can grow and they can actually attract clients when people read about them on the web, in their social media profiles, in their book jackets, and everywhere else they show up. It's just been an amazing, amazing experience to have this product help so many people. And what I notice, and there's actually research that says that 97% of the people who are doing business today, especially those who have started their business in the last 3 years, they struggle mightily describing what it is they do in a way that excites them so that their ideal clients will actually want to say yes to what they have to offer. And in this slowly recovering economy, it seems to me that we have a huge opportunity to affect personal economic recovery if we can just get people to describe what they do and how they do it in a way that actually attracts attention. So as we head our way towards the end of this year and look forward to a shiny, bright new one, I want everybody to feel as empowered as possible so that they can have that result. So welcome, welcome. I'm thrilled that you are here. During today's session, I'm going to take as many calls as I can, and what I want you to tell me when you speak up is, what do you want your story to do for you? Do you want it to attract clients, speaking gigs, media attention, or something more? Because that is, when your objective is clear, it helps me know how to evaluate what you're showing me to see how well it's landing. I'm going to do my best to share useful tips and upgrades to make your story better on the spot, so you can meet your objective. And for those of you who are listening in, their chances are excellent that someone else is going to be on the spot getting showcased who has a situation that's very similar to yours. So there will be parallel lessons that you can apply to your own story to make it better, whether you speak up from the microphone or just lurk in the webinar. If you have not yet accessed the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio, as my gift to you, this is your invitation to go ahead and do that. You can visit authenticvisibility.com/free gift to access a very juicy chapter that, if you read that, it will actually support you as you look at that blank sheet of paper and create some magic on your own. And if you decide that you love how I'm able to help come up with great suggestions to support your success and you absolutely know that you want to take another step forward, you can absolutely buy your copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium today. And I will be doing the BioDoc is In calls today, next Friday, the 16th, and the 30th to provide extra support and assistance to everyone who's absolutely serious about getting their story together to welcome a shiny, bright new year. So if that's your desire, you can go to authenticvisibility.com/Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, BYE, Boring Bio Premium, where there's a hyphen between each of those words. So with that said, I'm ready to get this party started. I'm just checking in to see how things are going on the webcast, and I see we have dozens and dozens and dozens of people over there, and on the phone we have dozens and dozens and dozens of people over there. So who would like to raise their hand and have me look over their story right this very minute? Okay, I see someone named Miss E has raised her hand. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Ikanam. Can you hear me?
I couldn't hear your name. What was your name?
Ikanam.
How do you do?
How are you?
I'm good. Where can I find your story online?
My story is at OvertureKids.com. It's a musical webpage for kids. It's spelled
OvertureKids.com.
And it's under Who Are We?
Okay, very good. Let's see. I must not have spelled that correctly, so I'm trying again. OVERTURE.com. Is that correct? Overture Kids?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Overture Kids. Okay. I see a website that's got a yellow background and really, really small type.
Yeah, the type I've been trying to futz with and haven't been able to get it to look like it looks on my computer when it gets out to the web page.
Okay. Well, one of the things, well, I will absolutely look at your bio, but I want to comment just every single story I'm going to make an observation from which everyone else can benefit, no matter where you are in your process. The homepage, I don't know if your ideal client is over 40 years of age or under, but when the typeface is really small. I'm sorry, ma'am, what was that?
Under, they're parents of young children.
Okay. Well, their grandparents can't read this. And the grandparents are paying for the music lessons. That's a problem.
That's true.
And this aqua color that you have is a color that is just very hard to read. And if people land on the homepage and they can't see it, you're stuck at the front door.
Okay.
So it says home, videos, get started. So which page do I visit?
If you scroll down, it says, Who Are We?
Who Are We?
And
it's very hard to read, so I want you to change that color. The most easily read color on the Internet today is like a royal blue. Almost every eye can see it, so this cyan turquoise is just, it's almost impossible for me to see it.
Okay.
It says, Overture is based on a music learning theory for new... Is that what you...
The next paragraph is my bio?
No, it says, Overture's director... I'm just meeting you for the first time, so I want to know what your business is.
Uh-huh.
Overture is based on a music learning theory for newborn and young children by Dr. Edwin Gordon. We are members of the Gordon Institute. Our classes are informal, non-performance-oriented, and child-centered. Classically trained vocalist and instrumentalist who's been teaching children for 10 years, performs actively as a mezzo-soprano and has played drums in Brazilian-style groups. You value good vocal health and developmentally appropriate practice. She started Overture in 2005 to bring these values to children in Houston, Texas, and beyond.
Yes.
So,
link just for you on there, just for the moment. It has my old bio, which was a lot longer, and I was told that I needed to cut it down. So I cut it, but I feel like some of the things that I care about when I cut it kind of went out of it.
Well, I think the one comment I would make is that, you know, when somebody is new to your site, as I am and everyone on this call is, the first thing is they're going to say, what is this, what's in it for me, and what next step do I take?
Okay.
So just looking up at the top of the page, it says, congratulations on finding the right resource for your child's musical learning. It's Houston's only music learning theory studio for birth to 8. And so it seems to me that you're appealing to parents and Overture babies, toddlers. What I'm wondering is if the copy on this could actually say something like, are your clients high-achieving parents who value the magic of musical education and want it to start as soon as possible for their young babies?
That's better than I could ever say it.
So why not say that right out of the box? Because what's really important on a homepage is people need to know what it is, what's in it for them, and what the outcome might be so that they actually want to read about you. Because if we don't attend to them first, we're not really getting very far very fast.
Okay.
So if you are a high-achieving parent who believes that the power of musical education is foundational to brain development, love of life, and everything that's beautiful, welcome. You've come to the right place. Here you can introduce your child from as young as 6 months to all the way through whatever age it is to appreciate that joy and make it part of their life forever. Hi, I am Ekanem. Your name is very unusual.
Uh-huh.
And it's my passion and commitment to bring this joy alive for your children with every lesson I share in a fun and engaging way that will make a difference for your kid for a lifetime. You see what I just did there?
Yes.
It's all about them first. And when they know they've landed on the right place, they can't wait to read about you.
Okay.
Does that feel pretty good?
Yeah, that feels really good because it feels like instead of just an ad, it feels like a person is talking to you.
And you know what? That's what it's all about. It's a relationship you're forming. You're trying to create know, like, and trust with these new potential clients who hopefully will invest wisely to enjoy this wonderful gift they can give to their children. What a privilege, what a joy, what an honor. And to see kids develop, I mean, we know some of the reasons that people should have musical education are that it assists brain development and it helps people have rich, full, and vibrant lives that are outside of the scope of day-to-day whatever. So I would start that as soon as possible. And I absolutely want you to get a webmaster or a virtual assistant who can assist you in upping the type size so I didn't have to take my glasses off and put my nose to the screen. So I hope that's helpful. And we'll remember when you're talking about yourself, always make your education, your experience, and your awards and everything you've accomplished and everything you care about absolutely relevant to the client you're here to serve. Because
okay.
It doesn't really, nobody really cares about you until you tell them how you care about them.
Okay.
So I'm so glad you called in, and let's take the next caller so we can make sure we serve as many people as possible.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Tell your friends. I'm going to be doing these calls every Friday with the exception of the Friday after Thanksgiving during November to be as helpful as possible. So glad you joined me.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I'm going to call on A. Pelissano. Good morning. Who am I speaking
with? Hi, this is Audrey Pelissano.
Yay, I'm so glad you're here.
Yes.
So where do I? Didn't we speak on the phone the other day?
We did. I couldn't figure out how to pay you. Yes.
Yes, you're in New York. I hope things. I know it's a very challenging time in on the East Coast, and our hearts are with all of your neighbors right now.
Thank you. Yes, I am in New York, and actually, it's funny because I just had written a blog post on Tuesday after going outside in my neighborhood and just feeling this overwhelming sense of grief, and I'm actually going to do a free teleconference next week for anybody. I mean, half the people who need it probably won't even know about it because they don't have electricity, but people are just sad and confused and in a fog.
Let's bring your story out of the fog and into the light. Where will I find your story online?
My website is wisewidow.com.
Okay, wisewidow.com. And everyone who's on the webcast and who's listening in can go there too, as I do, wisewidow.com, especially if you like to see things and are a visual learner. So I'm going there now, and this is my very first time going there. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but you know it's going to be good.
Get a video first. You can
there's a
that.
Video, and there you are. So where shall I focus my attention for you right now? Would you like me to look at your About page?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking at the homepage for a moment. It says, welcome to Wise Widow. Since being widowed when you have talked with someone about your grief and your health and well-being and received the personal attention, when was the last time someone actually paid attention to you? That's basically
okay.
The message here. So I'm going to about you. You are a certified grief recovery specialist to widowed women, working with them to gain the courage to create new roles for themselves and face the world again without pain. Oh, that's
I'm cool. Actually going to be, and I can't get into my WordPress site, because I'm expanding, actually, and going beyond widowed women.
Okay. All right. Well, so I'm just reading a little bit more. She's been in the healthcare industry for 37 years as a registered nurse case manager at the master's degree in health science, having been widowed at the age of 38 with four young children. Oh, my goodness. Audrey sought out the assistance of those professionals familiar to her but who had no experience working with a young widow with years of raising children before her. Her goal as a certified grief recovery specialist to those who have been widowed is to be their guide through the process and to provide an empathetic and safe place to grow through the grief and to provide them resources familiar with the challenges of the widow. And then it goes on. So one of the things I'm looking for is, who are you? Who do you serve? What transformation do you provide for these people? And I'm also putting it through the filter of, and what exactly can people buy? And are they absolutely invested in making that decision so that not only can you be in your brilliance, but it can actually fuel your pocketbook and the marketplace and the transformation all at the same time? And that is really an important ingredient in anyone's story, is especially if client attraction is important. Who do you serve? How do you serve them in terms of the transformation? Can anyone understand it when they read about it, and will they be willing to pay for it? So can you just give us a little bit of context? How's it going so far?
Pretty lousy, actually. And I've struggled because... And this, my actually, I got married 3 weeks ago after 22 years of being single. So.
Oh, congratulations. Best wishes to both of you. That's lovely.
Thank you. But my husband keeps saying people don't understand grief, and they don't. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that the whole concept of talking about grief is keeping people away rather than drawing people to me. I'm tending to agree with him, which I rarely do, actually, because when people talk about being sad, feeling upset, feeling angry, it's all part of grief, but they don't identify with that word.
So this, I don't mean to be flip, but one of my good friends and colleagues and mentors throughout my career has been Henry DeBries. He's a very clever man, and he says to me, 25 years ago, he said, "Nancy, we all need to be heat-seeking missiles for pain. We need to ease the pain. We need to provide the relief because painkillers sell better than vitamins." Yeah. And I think he's really right. So the grief idea, goodness gracious, the world is grieving right now, but what people are looking for is relief. So grief relief is a magic pill that, I don't mean to minimize it because I know it's a hugely profound thing that that you do, but how many people in the world are needing relief from grief and a way to deal with it so that they can get beyond it? And so a couple of comments.
Hello?
In terms of the niche. If it's
Oops,
not going
I'm losing
to,
you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last piece. I'll keep
Hello?
Going. Number one, if it's not going super well with the monetization at this particular moment, you might consider...
I can't hear you at all. I don't know if it's you or me.
I'm going to mute you because it's I'm still talking to you, Audrey, but there was some kind of interference on the line. If the widow target market is not proving to be one that you can easily monetize or comfortably monetize, you might consider expanding your niche audience to include people who are enduring and wishing to get beyond grief in a more broad context. And that might be a good solution. Because when you nail that niche more specifically with not only people that are suffering, but people who absolutely want to create community around feeling better and loving the life they now have or having the resources to enjoy so that they can navigate this new terrain and have hope and optimism and possibility again, I think that that would be very refreshing. So if I went back over to your homepage, which is really where people are going to go first before they're ever going to learn about you, I want to know, are you struggling to regain your footing and get clarity on your life from here forward? Are you having difficulty? Are you wondering if you're ever going to love your life again? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you're in the right place. There's support for you here from other widows who have walked the same path. Here's articles on the blog, personalized support, etc. So already I feel welcome, but I think that the niche thing needs to be addressed so that you can feel a little bit more optimistic yourself, because if you've been struggling trying to make a go of it and it hasn't been working, then you need to shift gears. So I'm just going to check in with you and see how that's feeling, if you're still there. Are you still there, Audrey? Audrey, are you there? I guess I lost you, Audrey. Okay, well then, let's call on the person who is the Rice Group. Say hello. Good morning. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Would you like to speak up? The Rice Group? Okay. I don't hear you, so I'm going to lower the hands. I'm just going to go over to the webcast to see what's going on there and see if anybody would like to ask any questions there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Who's trying
hello?
To speak up?
Okay. I don't hear you.
I'm
oh,
sorry.
No.
I can't hear
oh,
you.
No.
I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. We're going to have to try again. I'm just going to go over to the webcast and see who's asking a question. Alexander from Vancouver and Los Angeles says, I would love to learn what the strongest and most captivating opening lines should include for a website. And his website is championsagainstbullying.com. And so I'm just going to go over there and take a look at that and see champions against bullying.com. Okay. Well, it's got a typographical error there. So generally speaking, Alex, what I would say is you want to have them at hello. And so I'm a very big fan of sassy sound bites that speak your philosophy, your approach, in a few compelling lines of text. One of my good friends and a client, Vicky Abadesco, has a company called Soul Shop, Free to Be, Bully Free. She's written a book about it. But I believe at the top of her website, there's a sassy quote that basically says she's on a mission to create a bully-free world. Join her in the quest. Right out of the box, you know exactly what her mission is, and you know whether or not you want to rush to the mountaintop to put your stake in the ground to join in the fight. And I think that that creates a sense that's bigger than food, clothing, and shelter and selling services and programs. It's about joining in a mission to make a difference, to make the world a better place. And that seems to really, really work for her. So as a company that's about champions against bullying, I would recommend if there is a client, someone in the media, or your own philosophy where there's a statement of philosophy or a quote that says what an amazing job you've done in your world or something, lead with a sassy quote to have them at hello, because all of a sudden people will start to read more. So I'm going back over to who's on the call, and I'm seeing if anyone would like to raise their hand, and I see that we have a few folks that are very shy. April Lisa, are you willing to speak up? I know you're there. April Lisa? April Lisa, can you say hello?
I'm not sure.
Oh, my goodness. We're having trouble with the phone, and I don't know why that is. We'll try again. Richard Vital, will you try to speak up? Hit star 2 on your phone. Raise your hand. Richard? Sometimes this happens, so I'm just going to go back over to the webcast and see what kind of Q&A. Okay, somebody sent me a bio through Dropbox, and I'm not able to look at it. I apologize. Can you please repeat the address a bit slower? Debbie would like to know where she can get her free gift, and that would be authenticvisibility.com/free gift. And if you would like to make your purchase of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium and get help now on the call or in 3 future calls I'm doing this month, you can go to authenticvisibility.com/BYE-BYE-boring-bio-premium, and that will take you there. So enjoy that. How do I raise my hand while listening on the web? Well, you are asking a question by typing in the to to the form, and that is how I hear from you when you're raising your hand on the web. So I hope that helps. Shirley from Woodland Hills. I'm from the San Fernando Valley, so I hope it's nice and sunny in San Fernando Valley. Okay. You're breaking up. I can't hear you. I know. The phone is not working. I'm on Skype. Your automatic player keeps playing along with the webcast. Thank you so much. Oh, dear. Okay. So I don't know how to address that problem, and sometimes that happens. So someone is sending their bio to me now and is Radiant Aspen. Okay. So much fun. Dot RadiantAspen.com. Okay. Radiant Aspen. Okay. It's not coming up. Boy, it's so much fun. I'm going to try another place here. I'm not able to pull up your website, and I don't know why that is. And if I'm not able to pull it up, the more important concern is that no one else is either, which means that nobody can find you. So if you haven't yet checked out how well people can find you on the web, it's always good to check that out. It is not coming up. I cannot help you. I apologize. I can't help you. It's not coming up. Okay. I'm going to go back to the phone. Who would like to raise their hand? Richard is raising his hand. Richard, are you there?
I am. I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, Richard, I'm so sorry. Can you please call in on a telephone line instead of Skype? It just doesn't seem to be working, and I don't really understand why, but I can't address the technical issue during this call. So I know I emailed you the telephone number earlier this morning, so if you could please try again, I'd really appreciate it because I can't hear you, and that's a problem. I'm sorry. Who else would like to try to raise their hand who's calling on the phone? Anyone interested? I'm going to go back over to the webcast, the Q&A, and see what's happening. Okay, microbizdisasterplan.com is the site that someone is inviting me to go to, and so I'm going there now. One thing I like about this micro biz disaster plan is I already know by the URL what it is about, and I'm glad that you can own that because it certainly suggests what it is that you accomplish for people just by virtue of the URL that you have chosen. So specifically, Karen Cleveland in Atlanta, you want me to take a look. And so I wish I could hear your pretty voice. But it says, on the homepage, it says, can you name 12 ways your business is vulnerable? Hint, it's not just natural disasters. Enter your name and email for instant access. Find out now. Well, I just want to comment. I think that's really strong because if you're a microbiz disaster plan wizard who protects business and protects income, I think there are an awful lot of business owners worldwide who would like to have access to problems they can anticipate so that they can protect their business and their income, so that's very powerful. Disasters are scary. Preparing for them doesn't have to be. Micro disaster plan is perfect for you if you have a small business you can't afford to lose. You don't know how much not much about disaster recovery planning. You need an affordable solution that isn't overkill for your budget business. You like having step-by-step guidance. You expect realistic, appropriate, doable, and comprehensive recommendations. I have to say, I'm really liking this. Protect your business now. Every day we hear about another natural disaster or computer virus that has disrupted thousands of small businesses just like yours. Unfortunately, less than half of those businesses had a disaster recovery plan in place, and companies that aren't able to resume operations within 10 days aren't likely to survive. So then you're offering a solution. This is very, very good. And so here's what I'm doing, people. Is I am reading this website, and because people are information overloaded, I'm looking at the headlines or the subheads first to see if a story is being told, and I'm compelled to read all the headlines, which means I want to read more of the text. And then I see that there's a call to action to learn more or to buy now, which is very, very clear because you always want to make it easy for the buyer to own, buy, and refer. I learned that from my mentor, one of my mentors, Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub Company. So if I, so far, so good. You've got a wonderful opt-in because you absolutely want to invite people to opt into your community, raise their hand and say, yes, I'm interested in what it is that you have to say, so that you can have the opportunity to continue the dialogue with them and invite them to do business with you when the timing and opportunity are perfect. On your homepage, it says subscribe. Enter your email here to receive regular updates about protecting your business and your livelihood. I think this is pretty good, but I would probably put a different headline other than subscribe, and I would offer something juicy that they get because people are email overwhelmed, and if they can't get something immediately that they're excited about, they're just going to discard that and move on to the next thing. Meet Karen. So now I'm going to click on Meet Karen and see if it'll tell me how I can meet her. But Karen, what I'm doing is I'm clicking on that. Oh, here it is. Ah, you've got a sassy soundbite at the top. It happens without warning. I love that. Recently, our hot water burst with no warning. While this didn't cause the extreme damage of a river flood, hurricane, or other natural disaster, the water damage was surprisingly extensive. Within minutes, hot water completely soaked the upstairs carpet, leaked through the floor and inside the walls, and ruined the flooring in the lower level. And my office was directly below the hot water heater. My computer, printer, and other equipment could have been destroyed. Recovery began immediately, of course, and the next day the insurance company authorized funds. I love that you have talked about a personal story that lets people know that what it is that you're an expert in is something that you have experienced personally so that they can trust you to know how to navigate the landscape. And I love that you've identified and connected with your ideal customer right out of the box so that they want to read more. It says, it happens without warning, your business at risk, like it or not, your business is at risk, and that means your livelihood is at risk. This is very emotional. The key is advanced planning, and let's be clear, it's not if, it's when. Now we're talking about the solution. I created MicroBiz Disaster for small business owners as a project manager for IBM for many years, et cetera, et cetera. Karen, I think you're doing an awesome job here because you're establishing your know, like, and trust way up top. Your headlines are very effective, you're building the trust, and then you're offering what it is that your credentials are and why you're the perfect candidate to do the job. And then there's a call to action. Protect your business, protect your livelihood now. Get started now. I would just have to say that, you know, in the aftermath of what has happened in the East Coast with Mother Nature, I would imagine that you would be busier than a one-armed paper hanger at this particular moment because there are so many people that are struggling in the aftermath of this tragedy. So this company name is microbizdisasterplan.com. And Karen, if you want to comment with the web form about what it is that I've said, I guess I would give you an A plus or A minus just because of that e-zine box that I'm not totally sold on. But I think you've got a really good message here and you're on your way. And I think you've done an excellent job. I really do. So I see that, so thanks Karen for joining us. Robin, I see that you're trying to come in and that we're having some technical issues, and I'm so sorry. Let's see. Cheryl from Nashville has shared another website that I can take a look at. If you're calling in on the phone and you absolutely want me to look at your website, go ahead and try to call in on the webcast, which you all have the link for that, and I will stay here and answer questions as long as you're here for me to serve. I want everyone to get what they came for, and sometimes, you know, like disasters happen, sometimes technology doesn't work so perfectly, and we just have to roll with the punches and do our best. So Cheryl Cope is at CherylCope.com, and what it says here is helping Christian women achieve healthy weight loss, greater creativity, and closer intimacy with God. So Cheryl, if you are there on the call, I would really like to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how is it going? Is it thriving beyond compare, or is it struggling in some way, or is it somewhere in the middle? I call that great guns, going concern, or just getting started. If you could let me know, I would really like to know because I have a guess, and I want to know for sure. So I'm just hitting a Q&A to see if you're going to ask me a question. Let's see. I'm going on to the phone. It looks like we've lost a lot of callers because we've lost some sound. So I'm going to continue with everyone on the webcast, so just stay with me. And if you want to have me look at your website through the Q&A on the web, I'm happy to do it. So, Cheryl, back to you. Cheryl is a Christian woman's life, weight loss, and creativity coach. She helps women achieve healthy weight loss, greater creativity, and closer intimacy with God. She incorporates prayer, biblical principles, and the leading of the Holy Spirit in all aspects of her work. Well, the one comment I would make is it sounds to me, Cheryl, like you're wearing many hats. The Christian thing is clearly important, and you're helping these women lose weight and be creative. And sometimes when you wear many hats, people can't quite figure out which one they want, and so they don't choose to wear any of them. And so I would recommend, if it's at all possible, to really narrow your focus on that one thing that you do that is absolutely making the most profound contribution and transformation for your clients. Because right now, these things are obvious passions for you. It says, sign up here for your free reports, plural, 11 weight loss and nutrition myths and foods and additives to avoid list and my food and movement diary page. I don't really feel really excited about that particular gift because it sounds like an awful lot of stuff and I don't really know what's in it for me. If it's your food and movement diary page, it sounds like it's all about you and not about them, so I would give some new language to that. And so those are just a couple of my comments. I'm just going to check over to the webcast and or to the Q&A and see if you've come back. Oh, Karen is asking from the About Microbiz Disaster Plan, is it too wordy? Well, Karen, I don't know. One of the things that I would say about bios in general is it's generally good to have bios of multiple lengths and purposes depending on what your ultimate needs are. It's good to have a short bio. What if you get invited to speak to a business group and they need to introduce you live? The bio you have is very elaborate and it's useful, and I think people will read it because it's absolutely relevant to the business that you're in. But you would serve meeting planners and speaking gig decision makers and other radio programs and other teleseminar guest opportunities by having a shorter bio that they could read that was put in the third person where people could say, Karen, founder of Microbiz Disaster Plan, knows disaster inside and out for small business and is here to help you navigate that terrain so you're never caught with your balance sheet around your ankles when the worst possible thing might happen. Here to tell you these 3 to 5 important tips that you absolutely need to know to protect yourself no matter what, here she is. So if doing a lot of media and speaking, you absolutely need to have different bios of different sizes and lengths. And so on my website, you'll see that I have bios of all kinds of lengths, 6 words, 50 words, 100 words. They're all there because at some point or another, someone has asked me for a bio of that particular length. And every time I create one and I like it and it's true, I post it to the About Me page so that anyone 24/7, anywhere they are in the world, can easily access that information, and I can have the confidence that my name is spelled right, my story is told correctly, I'm introduced properly, and we can just get on with it. The more you can show up ready and prepared to welcome whatever opportunity might be coming your way, the better off one and all. So that's what I would say to you about Karen. And so Sonia says she can hear me very clearly via the web, love my thoughts on her bio. And so I'm going to go there and check you out. Sonia Homa Coaching About Me. So I'm going to go and check that out. And just bear with me, and we're just going to go and find that. I love the feedback on the webcast, so go ahead and tell me how it's going for you, if you're learning anything, and things that you absolutely want to know during our time together so you can get absolutely the best possible value for the time you're putting forth on this call. So I've gone to SoniaThomasCoaching.com, and I'm learning about Sonia Thomas Coaching, giving women a proven system to take action, to get more clients, and make more money. Well, hallelujah. We know who you're serving. We know you have a proven system, and the ultimate result or the outcome is that they get more clients and make more money. I like it. And I also want to know, who are these women? Are they midlife women? Are they women with startups? I would like to know more about these women. And because sometimes women, you know, midlife women, women 30 and better, independent-minded women who absolutely won't go back to the cubicle a moment longer, you see how we start talking about them in different ways and it starts to sound even juicier and a little less generic? So request your free 30-minute phone consultation today. That's what you're offering on your homepage, and I love that there's a free offer there, but I want to suggest that you could call it something sassier. One of my colleagues and someone I would respect tremendously is Nancy Marmolejo, and she has a site called Viva Visibility, and she helps people get visible just in similar ways that I help you do the same. We are colleagues, competitors, in friendly competition. I think she's awesome. I think the feeling is mutual. But what Nancy does is she was, for a while there, she was offering something called the Quantum Leap Quarter Hour Consultation. And what I really like about the name of her consultation is she speaks about what's going to happen for people within the context of that call. And so a free 30-minute phone consultation sounds like a sales call, but a Quantum Leap Quarter Hour sounds like there's something in it for me and I can't wait to get started. So if you have a generic name for your free consultation, consider talking about what's going to happen for your client when they belly up to the bar to chat with you. I know in my own business I have things called Build Your Buzz Strategy Sessions or Build Your Buzz Power Hours, where it's all about building your buzz. And one of the things that I noticed is when I first started doing this, I was offering things called Rent Nancy's Brain by the Hour because I was tired of people asking to pick my brain, and maybe you've had that experience yourself. But you see that picking your brain, picking Nancy's brain is all about, when I say pick my brain, it's all about me, but when I say build your buzz, it's all about you, and it just feels so much better to you, the reader, or you, the listener. So always try to make your free offer consultation relevant in a juicy way that your ideal client will actually absolutely want to take a step forward and say, I want that. I can't wait to pick up the phone. I know one of my clients is a weight loss expert, and her name is Lori Cassidy, and her website is loricassidy.com. And she works with high-achieving professional women, 40 and better, who are serious about getting off the diet roller coaster for good, so they can feel great in and out of their clothes and finally wake up to that full and vibrant life they've been imagining up until now. And she has a Love Your Body, Love Your Life discovery session that she offers. And you can see that Love Your Body, Love Your Life is absolutely relevant to people who are serious about getting off the diet roller coaster and feeling great whether they're wearing clothes or not. So for you, Sonia, I want you to have a juicier name for your free gift. It says here, hi, I'm Sonia, I'm the marketing coach specializing in working with women. If you're a solo entrepreneur, I can help you market effectively to get more business. So that answers my question that you should put in your tagline up there. Women solopreneurs on worldwide are enjoying a proven system to take action, get more clients, and make more money right out of the box. See, that's a little juicier. Or maybe you're working for a company. I'm also an expert in personal branding and networking in the workplace. So now, Sonia, I'm telling you that you're wearing too many hats. 7 years ago, I started my own consultancy, and since then, I've grown it to a successful international business. Today, I still train and advise women from many different countries all over the world. Maybe, like many of my clients, you're feeling like you hate marketing and are scared of selling, or maybe you're just feeling overwhelmed by everything you feel the need to do. I see professional women who don't communicate. You're trying to appeal to solopreneurs and professional women at the same time, and I bet you that's challenging to navigate. I would invite you to consider that. If any of this sounds like you or you have another reason for getting in touch, I'm here for focused support on how to make it all work for you. So what I'm intuiting from this, Sonia, is that your clients are serious about growth, but they've got a they've got an allergy to marketing they need to cure as soon as possible in order to get the job done. That's kind of fun. If you can give them the relief so that they can get on with it and leave the tissue in the back burner, that could be pretty good. So I'm just going to go over to the Q&A and see if you have any questions or comments about that, because I'm absolutely happy to dialogue with you. But I think that just a couple of things, you know, make sure, don't just talk about women. Talk about solopreneur women who are serious about making big steps forward with their new business and avoiding the speed bumps along the journey with you as their guide. And give the name of your special report something that speaks to the outcome that's going to happen for them when they book, so they'll want to. Someone is asking, what is the website for disaster websites? Isn't this just wonderful? Somebody wants to do business already. This often happens during these calls. It's microbizdisasterplan.com, microbiz, disasterplan.com. So that's She Who Speaks from the Heart in Willow Glen, California. Someone's saying thank you. Cheryl is still struggling. That's Cheryl. Robin Wright is saying, since the phone isn't working too well, if you'd like to look at my website, here it is. And I'm going to go there right now, Robin Wright. Copy. And here I go. I'm going to, if everyone wants to follow along, it's therightconversations.com. And I'm going there to see what we have. It says, growing up is an adventure. Let's make sure it's a positive one. Oh, it's the right conversations about sexuality. Ooh, juicy. Growing up is an adventure. Let's make sure it's a positive one. Welcome to the right conversations. When it comes to talking to tweens and teens about sexuality, you may wonder, what do I need to tell them about puberty and sexuality? How can I help them make healthy decisions? Where do I find tools and strategies to help feel prepared and ready to talk? Right here. Robin Wallace Wright is a certified sexual health educator with a wealth of knowledge gained from her experience working with families and schools. She offers puberty workshops, family workshops, classroom presentations, and one-on-one coaching. She gives you the skills and the confidence to take your child, talk to your child, answer your questions, reassure them, and have a positive impact on their developing sexuality. It's a time. You can do it. Start today. Well, okay, this is pretty good, and I have a couple of comments to make it even better. One of the things as a journalist that we do is we always talk about who, what, where, when, why, and how, and why it matters. And as journalists, we always try to get to the meat of the matter in the first line of text so people know what the story's about so they want to read the rest. It's never a good idea to leave the really good stuff for last. That's what we call burying the lead. So, Robin, what I notice is that the most important part of this is at the very last line. It says, she gives you the skills and confidence to talk with your child, answer their questions, reassure them, and have a positive impact on their developing sexuality. I mean, that's what you do. And so what I notice is that you have a lot of fun wordplay with the word right, W-R-I-G-H-T, and right, R-I-G-H-T. And that is clever, and I am a word wizard, and I do find some fun and appreciation with that. However, I would really like you to punch up what's in it for your client right out of the box, and I want them to know who they are. Because I notice that the words about sexuality are the smallest possible in your masthead. And if that is the primary thing that you talk about, I think you should punch it up. Not to be provocative or anything, but it almost seems like you're being shy about it. And if that's, let's bring this in, let's change the conversation about how we chat with our kids about sex. That might be a juicy headline to offer. Instead of making it about the right conversations and making it about you, let's make it about changing the conversation about sex with our kids so that we can make sure they get on the right path and start as soon as possible. So then I want to read about Robin. And there you are, passionately devoted to making growing up easier for young people and the adults who serve them. Well, I want that on the homepage, baby. Robin, that's really great. The passionate thing is cute and relevant, making growing up easier for young people and the adults who love them. We live in a sex-saturated culture where youth are bombarded with sexual images, messages, and pressure. They wonder, am I normal? Why do I feel this way? Or what do I have to do to fit in? Parents want to offer advice and support, yet aren't quite sure how to begin the conversation. Robin provides honest, accurate information on sexuality, what it encompasses, and what to expect. She also helps you learn how to answer those tough questions and talk with your child. Robin, this is really good, and I want to say that the home page is where you have like 7 seconds to attract somebody's attention so that they want to go deeper and learn more. And I'm more compelled with this copy about you than what you have on your home page, so I would recommend that you make a couple of adjustments to bring that front and center. I'm going to go back to your home page for a minute. Another thing I noticed on your home page, which again is a very important place because that's where people decide what they want to do next with their lives. Your phone number is in really small type at the very bottom of the screen, and your email address is at the very bottom of your screen. But what is missing on your home page is there's no call to action. What specifically do you want people to do when they land on your home page? Do you want them to book you to speak? Do you want them to engage in your services, as in your workshops, your classes, or your one-on-one coaching? Do you want them? What do you want them to do? Because I'm intuiting that you want them to call you or send you an email, but by virtue of how really tiny that is, it almost shows up as an afterthought at the very bottom of the page. So what would happen if you actually said, book Robin Wright to present a workshop to your PTA, your youth group, your, what do you want them to do? So if you're on the call, I'm going to look to see if you're responding, but I would really love to hear from you, because it would help me nail that. Another thing I'm curious about, and, you know, we all have 7 seconds or 9 to get people to do something when they land on our website. So do you want people to join your newsletter list so they can stay in touch and know when you're holding workshops around town or around the world or teleseminars or whatever? Because if you could capture their email address when you're on their, when they land on your homepage, and they could get your newsletter from time to time and know where next you're speaking or what new products or services you have to offer, or hear some testimonials of people who finally were able to have that conversation and now everybody's on the right track to a nice, healthy approach to their lifetime of sexual activity. I mean, that might be a great way to keep a relationship going, not to be too flip or anything, but we don't want a one-night stand. We want a long-term relationship with these people that visit your website. So let's make it easy for you to have that relationship by captioning their name and their email address so that you can stay in communication with them indefinitely and invite speaking gigs, new opportunities, new clients. Who knows what could happen? But right now, they land, and who knows where, how long they stay. So I just want to go over to the phone and see what's happening there. It looks like we had some trouble on the phone, but we have lots and lots of people on the webcast, so if you are struggling with the telephone, please join us on the webcast, and I'll definitely answer your questions. I've been going for about an hour, and so I want you to know, if you're joining me now and you are just meeting me for the first time, I'm Nancy Jutton. And if you would like the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio, you can go to authenticvisibility.com/free gift, and you can download it immediately. And there's some really meaty content in there that will help you approach your storytelling in a winning way right out of the box. And if you absolutely know that you want to treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium and get this kind of help, not just today, but for 3 more Fridays in November, I encourage you to make that purchase, because purchases of Bye Bye Boring Bio get priority. And I can't wait to give you that extra set of eyes to let you know how well your message is landing and how you can make it even better so your new year can stand out and shine and really make a huge difference in the world. So thank you for being here. And now I'm going over to the Q&A. And I see that Coach for Passionate Living is here. She is Lori Rubenstein, and she's inviting me to take a look at her page. And I am now going to do that. So stand by, everybody. I'm doing a little cut and paste, and here we go. CoachForPassionateLiving.com, and I'm hitting enter. Personal coaching for passionate living. The love advice coach, mending broken hearts. Lori Wright Rubenstein is a life coach, mediator, author, and teacher. She's known as the professional coach for passionate living. It's her passion to help others that have helped her transcend from a child born to a teenage mother in the projects through the stage of the wild and out of control teenager. The strong will she developed as a teenager served her greatly in later years as she transformed herself into a compassionate warrior, helping thousands of people move their lives in positive, life-altering directions. Watch this video to learn more about Lori as a speaker and workshop leader. Okay, so I'm looking at your bio first, and I also want to go to the homepage because I want to know a little bit more. I'm one of those introverted people that learns best by reading. And so some people learn best by watching a video or listening, and I learn best by reading. So I'm on your homepage just to see what kind of impression is happening for me. And I want to say that there's a lot of text on this page, and it's Lori, personal coaching for passionate living. I'm not sure that really lets me know that it's for me, because I don't know if you're working with women, men, or anyone on earth who wants to live passionately. And I think a more laser-focused approach is a personal coaching is what you do. The outcome is passionate living. I want to know who you do it for, and once people open the door to passionate living, my curiosity is piqued, and I want to know what next happens for people. So then you're describing yourself as a love advice coach who mends broken hearts. Forgive me. But I'm wondering, once they've mended their hearts, what then happens? Because when people are in despair and sadness and feeling alone, they're in, you know, grief. We talked about grief earlier in the call. I think people want to be healed or mended, but I think what they really want is what comes next. And so health, relationships, finances, vital skills that we can manage that we were never taught in school. So going back to your about page, I mean this with love, and there's always good things, but when you describe yourself as a life coach, mediator, author, and teacher, you have many things that you do, but you haven't really chosen one to make the biggest hat of all where you can stand in it and on it. And when you do an awful lot of things for a lot of people, sometimes you don't have as many clients as you want. So I'm just asking, of all these things that you do, life coach, mediator, author, and teacher, which is the one that delivers the greatest revenue slice to your balance sheet? And can you potentially focus there and specialize there so that you can get known for that? Because it's really hard to be known as all of those things and actually have people beating a path to your door. And so narrowing your focus to not just, you know, personal coaching for who and what do they do. I do see that you have a newsletter that says, sign up for Lori's newsletter, step up, and instantly receive two gifts she has for you. Top 10 tips for having a fantastic relationship, and guided meditation for focus and grounding. I think you should offer one thing, and the one thing should be the most relevant to the outcome you provide that people absolutely need, want, and it's that first step that they take so that they want to do something more with you. And I think I said, I see your name and your address and your phone and your email. It says attorney coach. Now I'm confused even more because you're obviously a lawyer, but you're a coach too, and your website is Coach for Passionate Living. So you have different URLs, attorneycoach.com and Coach for Passionate Living, and the two don't seem to be perfectly aligned, and I think that could be potentially confusing for people. Excuse me. And here again, I'm not exactly sure what you want people to do first and foremost when they land there. You're going to heal their broken hearts, and you're giving them access to listen to you, but do you offer some kind of a consultation or an invitation to call you and do business? That's a little bit not clear to me right now, and I think it might be a good idea for you to say, when people land here, what do I most want them to do? If you want them to join your newsletter, make that the priority and only give them one thing. If you want them to call you for a consultation so they can mend their hearts and start loving their lives as soon as possible with you as their guide, then say that. But try not to confuse the matter by giving them too much information that may not be completely relevant to what it is that you want them to do. Because if they come and they don't stay, we're stuck at the front door. So I'm happy to hear your comments. I'm trying to help the best that I can. And I see Cheryl is thanking me for her comments about her website. Susan from Calgary says, the sound has disappeared here on the web and the phone is breaking up, so I can't hear you all at all. Oh, dear. Sonia says, great example on how I can make the consultation more juicy. Thanks, Nancy. Lynn says, even though somebody markets to women, I always avoid women-specific marketing products. Well, okay, that's a point of view, and thanks for sharing it. Sonia says, you're right about two hats. I will get on that and focus my message on entrepreneurs. Good job. Ruth from Tarzana, voice is very gargled, cannot understand. I apologize, everyone. Ekanem says, Nancy, thank you so much for helping me this morning. I immediately applied your color, text size, and bio script suggestions. I hope they look like what you suggested at Overture Cut. Okay, she's an inspired action. Let's just take a look and see what happened there. I'm just hitting. Let's see. So much better. And, oh, look at that. Sing, Dance, Drum, Houston Music Learning's Theory for Studio for Birth through 8. Are you a high-achieving parent who values music education and wants to start for your child as soon as possible? Do you understand the value of brain education, love of life, and everything that's beautiful? Do you want to connect with your child's emotions in an artful way? Would you like to raise your child's music aptitude with research-proven methods during this most crucial learning period in their life? Now you can. Already then. Way to take action. This website is OvertureKids.com, and if you are a high-achieving parent who values music education, this is a new resource that you now want, you can read about and want to take action on. Good job. Congratulations. You did good in such a short period of time. Action is the key. Okay, Radiant Aspen is calling again, and we're trying again to open your site, and I'm going there right now. Thank you. We have lots and lots of people on this webcast, and that's so heartening, even in spite of the challenges we were having on the phone. So thank you all for sticking with it. I am now at radiantinaspen.com, making people feel great, eliminating the barriers for your body to heal itself. Are you ready to radiate? Are you ready for your body to be your best friend? I can eliminate that stubborn knot in your back, show you how to stop torturing yourself because your thighs are not thinner, and engage in any activity you desire. Are you ready to be radiantly joyful, healthy, and energetic? Are you curious? Then there's an opt-in box, and it says, let's get started. Licensed massage therapist, registered yoga teacher, body whisperer. Okay, so I have a couple of comments just as a first impression. The website is black. The background is black. It looks very somber, and I think you might be trying to suggest the idea of things radiating from the darkness, but it creates kind of a bold impression that is surprising, and I'm not exactly, you know, it was a surprise to me. Also, in conversation, when people are talking about feeling great, do they actually say, I want to radiate? I can't wait to radiate more. I can't wait for that. I want that. I bring that up because sometimes we go to words that we use to describe what we do, and we forget that maybe not everybody uses those words in conversation. Someone I was speaking with recently said something about, they were talking about how they help people manage with their weight loss, and she was talking about the emotional landscape that they navigate. And I said, when you're at the cocktail party or the networking event, do people talk about the emotional landscape that they're navigating? Or do they talk about how they feel sad, or it's not what they're eating, it's what's eating them? No, I'm not sure that are you ready to radiate is something that is going to really work for attracting perfect clients. It says making people feel great. Your audience is everybody, and the outcome is clear, but I think your audience is probably people who, you're a massage therapist, so there's some kind of a spiritual high touch connection that you're affecting upon people so that they can do a lot of things, heal themselves, heal their bodies, feel better, look better, be radiantly joyful, healthy, and energetic. When people are radiant, healthy, and energetic, one of the things they transform. The transformation that you provide could be, you know, transforming people from couch potatoes to climbing the mountaintop, or, you know, if you're ready to, you know, engage in life or love your life in an active, vibrant way, as opposed to sitting on the couch watching life go by. But I'm not exactly sure that radiate is the way to do it. And I think the darkness of the website is counterintuitive to the concept of what it is to radiate. If I were you, Renee, and I'm just looking at you for the first time, so I've never seen this site before. Oh, look at you. You're gorgeous. There you are with your surfboard, smiling. You look absolutely radiant. She combines multiple modalities to generate radiant health. As a native of Aspen, Colorado, I am fortunate to be surrounded by the majestic nature of the Rocky Mountains. I am a massage therapist, yoga teacher, access consciousness, body worker, and homeopath. My experience has demonstrated that combining these various modalities facilitates health, wellness, happiness faster and more easily than one alone. And then you switch back to the third person. Renee has been a certified massage therapist in Aspen, has practiced yoga for 14 years. So here's what I want to know, Renee. As a direct result of working with scores and scores of clients since 2005, your greatest reward is hearing from clients who are no longer on the couch and are surfing the beaches of the world, enjoying life pain-free, and feeling and looking their best no matter what their age. I mean, what I don't see in any of this is the stunning results that you brought about for scores and scores of clients by applying these amazing skills and abilities to their advantage. And I think that on the homepage, it would be great if you had a couple of testimonials that said, as a direct result of working with Renee, I am pain-free, loving my life, and feeling better than I ever thought possible, and I'm 55. You know, something like that. I'd like to see some testimonials from happy clients that let people know that what happens from them. So those are just a few thoughts that I have for you. Also, I see your phone numbers in the upper right-hand corner, and you are inviting people to get started, but I'd be curious to know how that's going for you, because I don't know what you really want people to do. Are you ready to be radiantly joyful, healthy, and energetic? You've got classes, workshops, and one-on-one services that you can't wait to book, so here's how you book them. That might be a good suggestion. So I'm open to your feedback and your comments, so please feel free to write back. We can continue the conversation. Lynn says about Robin's site, pretty but feels confusing, too many fonts. That's good feedback. Someone's calling Sabine Falden Berlin. I highly appreciate that you give your time and expertise to us. I'm not starting a new business and my ears are clinging to every word you say. Oh, I'm just starting. Oh, thank you, Sabine. I'm so glad you are enjoying it. Tell your friends. Robin Wright says, I'm here. Thanks so much. I want them to sign up for workshops. Well, there you go. Sometimes what you want people to do is the thing that we just forget to say. It's like hiding in plain sight. So for you to have the courage to have me take a look at your site and actually call that out to you, now you can take some inspired action, Robin, and say, okay, this is what I want them to do. And you can actually invite them to do it. And if they have the wonderful opportunity to invest to do that, you can start seeing the results of that one action almost immediately in your shopping cart or in your PayPal account or however it is that you gather funds for your fine services. So I would love to hear from you again, Robin, to see how well that works out for you, because nothing would make me happier than to find out that you are fully booked. Something else I might say to you, Robin, is that your subject matter is very provocative and sassy and really relevant to parents. So have you thought about writing a column for the local community newspaper or being a regular guest on a radio program that serves parents and moms? Because it's not everybody in the world that can speak comfortably about these kinds of topics and actually have conversations start that are comfortable. And I think you could really serve an awful lot of folks if you can broadcast your brilliance in a much bigger way. So I want you to think about writing articles for ezinearticles.com, for example, maybe making and setting the intention that in your own backyard you're going to be the new talk to your kids about sex expert in your hometown of Redmond, Washington. There's the Redmond Reporter. You could try that. This is a sassy topic. Maybe you can be a regular contributor to a local magazine that addresses, you know, or even a national magazine. I want you to aim high and reach for the stars, because why not? This is a very important topic. You could be the person who everyone calls on to speak about it, and wouldn't that change the game for you? Cheryl says, any resources to help me decide on only one hat? Excellent question. So this is what I think, Cheryl. When you run your own business, you absolutely have to love what you do, because it takes more than a standard 8-hour day to create and grow a successful small business. So anything that you do not love to do, you should kick to the curb, because you'll never make a go of it if it's not something that intoxicates you mind, body, and soul. Number two, it's a good idea to do research and actually listen to what people are saying they need and want. When you go to a networking event, when you go to a live event where a lot of entrepreneurs are there, and you go to listen to hear what people's aches and pains are, and you see how people are investing their money to welcome the relief, ask yourself, what could I offer that would serve a really important need that I would love, love, love to do, where I could step into my own brilliance and make my impact and make money too? Because the world is full of people who were really good at this one thing. They wrote a book, they created a product, their garage is full of things that never found a home, because they never did the research to find out if people were actually willing to invest money to get the relief. And so what is the biggest problem? I know the spiritual thing is really important to you. And so, you know, weight loss is another thing that you help people with, but weight loss is not specific to only people who are of a spiritual, who identify with that spiritual realm. You know, there are people that have weight issues that are well beyond Christian, Jewish, et cetera, et cetera. So, when I was on your website, I don't remember reading if you had your own journey with weight loss that you overcame, and that the spiritual principles were an incredibly important part of the journey to success. That would be a different spin on that particular aspect of your story that might really help Christian women who have weight issues trust you enough to navigate that journey with you as their guide. What methods do you offer to help people successfully lose weight that they can rely upon and feel comfortable investing into? I mean, the whole weight loss thing is, I mean, here we are, it's November 2012, and everyone's looking to a brand new year. Everyone wants to stop smoking, lose weight, find a mate, make it happen. So I would just ask you to reflect, do the research, listen carefully, and see what happens. So Julie from Colchester says, I'm a school teacher. I also have a coaching business. I use coaching, neuro-linguistic programming, and clean language facilitation skills to raise levels of thinking, engage children in deep learning, to foster respect and connection in class between children and adults. This also helps parents in their relationships with their children. It sounds very boring to me, but the results are phenomenal. It makes teaching joyful and easy. Well, let me think about that. The coaching, NLP, and clean language facilitation skills are how you do it. But what happens for people is that the learning is deeper. I think the transformation that you provide for people needs to be more specific, Julie. What actually happens? Do people transform from hating school to loving learning for a lifetime? Do people transform from disengaged to enthusiastic about reading? Do people transform from frustrated and fearful to confident and unstoppable? if these methods that you use are proven proprietary, road-tested, and powerful, and they can actually bring about those kinds of results, it's those results that have people wanting to whip out their wallet to engage or buy or do. So lead with the specificity of the results that you bring about more so than the how that you actually do it. Because people don't, it's that old expression, when people ask you what time it is, they want to know what time it is. They don't want to know how to make the watch work. So talk about what happens for people in really juicy emotional terms. And I'll give you an example from my own experience, and I know it's a really basic example, but I think that how you tell your story is really important, and I've created a whole business that's built on that foundation. And there's all kinds of ways to say, tell your story well and why you should do it and why it matters and all of that. But when I started listening to people, like Christine Closer from the Transformational Author Experience, the seven-figure earner who's created this amazing community of people who love her work, she was trying to create a better story for herself. And the words she used were, Nancy, my bio needs emergency resuscitation. I have bio cringe instead of bio pride. Can you jumpstart my story so it actually has some energy to move forward? This woman is really good with words, but just how conversational she was about describing her pain, I just said to her, those words are so great. Do you mind if I use them in my marketing approach? Because I think it's really helpful to call it like it is. And she said, sure, go ahead. So I'm, of course, giving her the attribution, which is the classy thing to do. But it's listen for what your clients are saying or the parents are saying. How do they feel as a direct result of learning from you in this particular way? Because if you can actually isolate these quotes of what people have said as a direct result of this unusual combination of professional talent, skill, and training that can be put to forth to their expert advantage or their ability to make their life better, well, then what could happen? You know, that's what I would suggest. So hope that helps you, Julie. Robin Wright is saying, oh, Nancy, thank you so much. You're just the best. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ekinem says, by the way, the call is coming through loud and clear on Skype. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much. Okay, Lori Rubenstein says, I really feel like I'm all over the place, so this makes more sense. Working more on forgiveness is where I want to go. I'm just doing too much. You make perfect sense. Thank you. Well, thank you, Lori. Well, you know, when I'm just asking you something, and this is also a teaching point for everybody. When we're going to be working on, like, forgiveness, I'm just guessing here, but Lori, is it fair to say that forgiveness is an important issue in your life because there's something that happened in your own life that gave you that lesson to the point that you wanted to make that your life's work? I'm wondering if that's the case. Sometimes I'll meet with people like financial recovery counselors who help people get out of debt, and I'll ask them, I'm just curious, is there something in your own life, in your own journey, that caused you to make a career in this particular area? And invariably they tell me that that is exactly true. They grew up in scarcity, money was always a worry, and they wanted to help people release that worry so that they could have a better life as soon as possible. So if this forgiveness issue is truly personal and profound for you, Lori, I'm asking you to go deep and tell us why. Because how many people are struggling with that issue, that it has them stuck and not living fully because they haven't cleaned up those relationships or those sadnesses or those discontents that have been holding them back? You could make a huge impact in the world if you could help people step into that fully. Because I'm a huge fan of Oprah Winfrey, and she says, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself more so than a gift you give to others. And for people who are stuck in a prison of feeling that they haven't forgiven wrongs done to them, they are not able to live their lives fully expressed, and that's a tragedy. So if you can help people accomplish that, then you're going to make a big difference in the world. So I hope that helps you. Hi, Sally. So glad you can hear me in Ashburn. Radiant Renee, thank you. This has been awesome. I have been working on my site the entire time. See, inspired action. You know, this is what it's all about. Renee, I'm so glad it helps. I want to see more light on that site. When I went to your page and I saw you beautiful in the beach with that surfboard, with that gorgeous smile on your face, that's what radiance is to me. that dark background, total opposite. Make sure the words and the music match. That's the lesson here. Cheryl says, do you recommend putting the address and email on the site or use a contact page? Don't bots abuse information like that? Excellent question. I recommend using an address and an email on the site because I want people to be able to call you, number one. Number two, I am a public relations professional, and a lot of my clients want to get interviewed by the media a lot or get invited to speak a lot. If the media is trying to cover a story on Christian women who need to lose weight in a winning way while honoring God in the process, and you're the only one on earth who's an expert in that, and they have to fill out a form to say, this is my name, this is who I am, this is what I want to talk to Cheryl about, they're not going to be able to reach you in time for their deadline, and so they're going to be frustrated. So if you want to be called by people to do interviews, speaking engagements, or new client consultations, don't put a form on the site, because that's like putting your arm out and saying, I'll give you a call when I think I have time, instead of making it easy. I remember not long ago, one of my mentors and someone I admire tremendously, also a competitor and a colleague, and, you know, we're all friends, you know. Her name is Joan Stewart, and she's the publicity hound. And she fought for years and years putting her name and email address and telephone number on her site, because I think she was afraid that the Red Sea was going to part and that she was never going to have a moment of peace. But people are very respectful, she said. You know, people only call her when they need to, and she's always on the ready to help make her brilliance known through her thoughtful commentary. But if it's, I call it, you know, make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. You can say Cheryl and then use the word at and then put the rest of your email address to prevent the bots and that sort of thing. But, you know, a lot of the clients that I talk to, it seems like they're just getting started or reinventing into some new kind of business. If the world starts beating a path to your door and you have more clients than you know what to do with, go ahead and create some other way for them to reach you. But in the meantime, make it so that they can find you, so they can book you. That's my recommendation. Just checking in to see. We still got lots of people on the phone, which I love that. Okay, so I'm just going here. I want to do more teleclasses on healing relationships with forgiveness, Lori says. Well, if that's what you want to do, then that's what you should do. And healing relationships with forgiveness. And is it relationships for families, colleagues at work? Is it any kind of relationship or particular kind of relationships where you have a particular expertise? With divorce being rampant everywhere in the world, do you actually help people move on with it? I just want to know a little bit more about this forgiveness and the kinds of relationships that you heal. And if you're doing teleclasses, you absolutely want to have a sassy title for your teleclass that speaks to the wow that you bring about and the learning that people will get as a direct result of listening to your call. I teach often about how to transform your boring bio from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now. And as a direct result of hearing that presentation, you will learn 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here's where you go to learn about it. The beauty of you, the royal you, having a sassy topic and the key takeaway points already prepared about what your topic is all about, is that gives you the opportunity to, at any given moment, schedule your own teleseminar to share with the world so that you can spread your message far and wide. And most importantly, when a teleseminar host or radio host or anyone else who has an even bigger audience of people finds you and they want to know what do you talk about, you should be able to give them that 24/7, round the clock, exactly what it is you speak about and what the win is for them, so they can book you. Because a lot of us are sitting at home alone in our room not having a big enough audience to make our impact. If you could just make it easy for that meeting planner to say, I can't wait to have you on the telecall, your whole life will change. Trust me, that's been what has happened for me. And the sooner you get that going, the better, because there's a whole world of opportunity of people that need to heal their relationships through forgiveness. So Sally says, Sally Galloway from Ashburn, Virginia says, your comment about what you love to do has me bemused. The industry standard is to get people to sign up for a weekly newsletter, and I hate doing newsletters. I'd much rather talk to people. So what do I do for a call to action? Well, Sally, you are at the Center for Health and Harmony. You should invite people to give you a call to have a conversation. If you are absolutely serious about health, and you know, I don't know enough about your site, but I'm going to see if I can find it. Just a second here, Sally. Cut. Copy. Coming over here now. I want to see what it is. But I want to say two things about your question. If you do not like to write, if picking up a pen or sitting at the keyboard has you opening up a vein in your arm and letting out blood because it's so abhorrent to you that you just hate every minute of it, you absolutely need to listen to that and not do it. Because if you don't love it, it will not show up as a winning outcome and it will not be a client attractor for you. However, there are other things you can do. If you like to talk to people, what about hosting your own radio show? What about doing teleseminars around the world to help people with this particular problem? What about being a guest on radio shows where they host the show and you just get to be there and be in your brilliance? What about being a local expert on the local morning news talking about that thing that you do? There's so many ways. You can do a visual blog with photographs. You can invite your clients to send in their success stories and just say, congratulations to so-and-so. Like you have an opt-in report. I'm here on your page now. Healthy lifestyle tips to help you lose weight fast, get your energy back, and reach your goals. Well, I totally get what that's about. How to get healthy and feel great, no diet required. Grab your free report. And it doesn't tell me what the free report is in the upper right-hand corner, so can you tell me what it is? It says, welcome to the Health Center for Health and Harmony. Now you can find even more information, ways to get healthy, take control of your life, and get things done. Want to have more energy, sleep better, reach your goals, maintain I-can-do-this attitude, feel vibrant, healthy, and harmony? Would you like an easy system to follow? You can get healthier. I've done it. I can show you how. So number one, I want you to say, Sally, what is this free report? And then I'm on your site here, and it says, you are the owner and director of the Center for Health and Harmony and the author of Mind, Body, Spirit bestseller Vitamin Soup, a recipe for soulful nourishment from A to Z. Hold certifications and licenses as a life coach, wellness coach, massage therapist, and Ayurveda. In the wellness industry for almost 3 decades, she empowers people to nourish themselves fully so they can lead healthier and more energetic lives, actually getting things done when they say they want to. You can make just a few changes that will make a big difference. You've buried the lead, my dear. This part, she empowers people to nourish themselves fully so they can lead healthier, more energetic lives, actually having, that's the most important thing that should be first, because that's what's in it for your ideal client, and then the rest of this about you can add on after. So I want you to make that change as soon as possible. And if you don't want to do a newsletter, then don't do one. What if you did a tip of the week? Could you write one sentence that would empower and encourage people along this journey? I'll bet you could. If you wrote one sentence a week and it was your healthy, what did you call it? Your health and harmony tip of the week, by the end of 52 weeks, you'd have 52 health and harmony tips that you could put into a booklet and make available as your download when people opt in to get your free report. Maybe people would want to buy your tips booklets by the thousands and distribute them to people who absolutely need health and harmony now. I know I've sold thousands of my tips booklets that share 152 ways to profit from free publicity, and I really am excited about that. So you could actually do that. Turn that into an information product, one tip a week. Radiant Renee is saying, thanks so much. I have testimonials on the way. They will go on the front page. Yes, the black was to radiate out of the darkness, not necessarily the best choice. I was making it too complicated, not easy or clear. I have gotten no business from the website. Working on that. Your advice to me and everyone is awesome. Thanks so much for doing this. So what a wonderful way to spend the morning with all of you. I know that the sound quality on the telephone was not to everybody's satisfaction, and sometimes you just have to roll with the punches. I know there are plenty of people on the webcast. If you have not treated yourself to the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, I really indulge you to do that, encourage you to do it. You can get it at authenticvisibility.com/free gift. And if you love these calls, and you want to have the opportunity to be showcased in the next three that I'm doing during the month of November, your call to action is to treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium right now, because immediately you will receive your copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio, the Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid workbook that teaches you how to broadcast your brilliance once you've prepared your story. You'll receive those 147 powerful ways to profit from free publicity. There's a bunch of audio files that empower you to hear the benefits, make money from your book even before it's published, learn to become a master of enrollment so you can get clients easily, and how to get known and get paid for your winning ways through the power of publicity. If you're looking at a shiny, bright, new year where you want to have all the clients that you want and you want to get known and get paid, it starts with you. Who are you? Who do you serve? What transformation do you provide? Is it clear enough that even a 9-year-old would understand it? And most importantly, are people prepared to invest real money to enjoy that transformation with you as their guide? My advice is to really nail that piece of the puzzle clearly, with such confidence, so you can stand in it and on it, so that everywhere you go, your confidence radiates and people can't wait to say, what's your story and how can I have what you're having? Because if that was the case, we're all going to create our own personal recovery in this economy, no matter who gets elected to the highest office in the land. And I think that level of confidence and self-reliance is just something that absolutely needs to be encouraged and celebrated. And I absolutely hope that you will be part of the Authentic Visibility Tribe and belly up to the bar. Now, remember, I'm doing three more of these calls in November, on the 9th, on the 23rd, and on the 30th. So when you're a purchaser of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, you absolutely get to go to the front of the line to get personal help. I love doing these calls, and November is the time to do it. So if you like that extra hand-holding, I hope that you'll come back and become my client and my friend and my advocate, and invite your friends to come on along to be part of future calls. Well, I see Lori saying, yes, I just came out with a book that talks about all of it. Amazing. Great. Lori says, divorce as a kid and as an adult, being in a family law, the new book is truly fantastic. Very good. Sarah says, I so appreciate your valuable work and expertise. It really brings out the light in each of us as well as guides us to successful income. Well, thank you, Sarah. That's why I do this. Oh, look at this. Lori's already created Forgiveness, Heal Your Peace. Congratulations. Thank you, Nancy. Julie from Colchester, UK says, this helps a lot. They turn from fearful and dependent to confident, independent, resourceful, and motivated learners. They transform from constrained to released. They become comfortable in their own skin. Wow. What a transformation in just a short call. Congratulations. Sally says, thanks for the great feedback. Thanks so much. Thank you. We'll work on your suggestions immediately. What are your fees? Someone's saying. If anyone's asking about that, on my website, there is a tab at AuthenticVisibility.com. There's a tab called Engage with an exclamation point. And there is a drop-down menu that says Products, Services, and Mentoring. So go shopping. Everything's all well specified, and you can choose the perfect program at the perfect price point that suits your learning style. Remember me, I'm that somewhat introverted spotlight seeker who wants to help people get in the spotlight without feeling uncomfortable. I mean, listen, I've done it. You can do it too. So there's something for everybody, so just go ahead and check me out, and I look forward to working with you. And everybody's saying thank you. So I want to just say thanks again for everybody who came on to the call to be part of it. And for those of you who joined live on the phone, thanks for speaking up. I'm going to be here again next Friday, same time, same channel. And be sure to get your free gift so that I can send you the details week to week. It's your story. Tell it well. I'm Nancy Bye Bye Boring Bio Jutton. It's my pleasure to be here with you today, and I can't wait to do it again real soon, 1 week from today. Can't wait. Thanks for being here. Take inspired action. It's the only way. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.